Good evening, comrades, and welcome to Poet Radio, June 2020 edition. My name is Chris. I host the program now on Wednesday, the fourth Wednesday of every month, here on WGXC in Hudson. Tonight's program is going to take us back to September 2018, and we are going to be listening to, I will be playing recordings I made at an event held in Durham, North Carolina, the Mackie Sessions, which was a 2 or 3 day tribute to Nathaniel Mackie. This is part of the ongoing Blackburn Festival at Duke University. The event brought together poets, scholars, all sorts of people, including Fred Moten and Ed Roberson, also Tsitsi Jaji, Cameron Carter, Brent Edwards, and others. And the real peak of the event was a reading by Nathaniel Mackie with a musical accompaniment at the Rubenstein Arts Center's Ruby Lounge. This is September 21st, 2018. The musicians on the occasion are Dorian Perio, Jason Lentz, Patel Cherry, and Sandy Blocker. Performance is entitled "Our True Day Begun Soon Come" by the "Our True Day Begun Soon Come" quartet. It's a long song by Mackie, and those of you who aren't familiar with Mackie's work, he is a professor at Duke University, winner of the Bollingen Poetry Prize, among many accolades. He's a novelist, a literary critic, a poet of great regard, not only in America, North America, but on a global scale. Mackie is a poetry monster, and I've been very lucky to know Nate for many years. We met in 1991 when we were both living in Santa Cruz, and I got to know him, did an interview with him that has appeared in a number of publications, including Mackie's Paracritical Hinge, Essays, Talks, Notes, Interviews. Through Nate, I got to know a whole range of poetry and poetics and music I had never encountered before, and this is a it was amazing to be in his company and learn from him throughout the years and see him perform with musicians and without musicians, give lectures and whatnot. So this is was a fete for Nate Mackie in Durham, North Carolina, and I'm going to be playing excerpts from a concert he did with "Our True Day Begun Soon Come" quartet.
So we're going to do a continuous piece, the long song, which we hope will be all one song, all one poem. The way we've, at least Vatel and I, have conceptualized these occasions before is a movement through what could be called zones, what could be called precincts, what could be called regions, or what could be called climates. So we're going to move through four of them. And each of them is presided over by, let's call them tutelary spirits. The first zone, precinct, climb, or region is presided over by the troubadour tradition, the spirit of romance, and Hamza el-Din, the Nubian singer, oud player, first oud player I've ever heard. And from there we will move into a zone, precinct, climate, or region presided over by an Iraqi oud player, oboe player, and composer and singer, Fawzi al-Aidi, the spirit of John Coltrane, the spirit of Leroy Jenkins, and the spirits of children in cages. In our third zone, precinct, climate, or region, we'll find ourselves, or find it, presided over by the spirit of Wilson Harris, the spirit of Aretha Franklin, the topos known as limbo, and the dance known as limbo, and also the angel of history. And in our fourth zone, precinct, climate, or region, in this quartet of zones, precincts, climates, or regions, we'll find that presided over by the spirit of Federico Garcia Lorca. Verde, que te quiero, verde. Pharoah Saunders, and the Loa Agwe. Kind of a map. I played a fretless lute, the less I knew of it. Bodily love, bodily faults, caress. Frets day come, run come, question come in. Why board a boat not meant to last, we were asking. Why put us in one? Bodily flaw, bodily forfeiture. A lost or a last leg twitch. Lost longish tooth, but under a pillow. Inside my mouth, the words beautiful youth again, no helping it yet. Ragtag endearment, come back from back when. Flawed beauty's flaw, what beauty there was. Made up or made up for. I played a fretless lute the less I knew. I woke up to money left under my pillow. Scheherazade perfume. Flawed beauty's flaw funded tale after tale. Night's midday dispatch. I played a fretless lute the less I thought about it. Mouth that moved my mouth, a speaking mouth. Tale as much as teller, and to be of that estate. Tale as much as tale, the what's there play. What test bone mole would be. So sang the singer, I sang. So said the song. What said ventriloquy, adorning the book of soul. Lute no less fretless, the more involved it got. The more I played, the more slip, the more slide it got. I played a fretless lute, the less grip I gave. Meaning to say, the lute had a friend, but not saved. Torn away tooth, gone away with the sun. I put a straw beneath my pillow, the wisp it all had been, to be said by that to a thinner straw. Magical chance, magical transfer, magical pick I played at making. All the more so, the more thought I gave to it. No matter I played a fretless lute, the less I thought. Light hitting it when she smiled. It made me say more than I knew, maybe know more than I knew. I played a fretless lute the more I worried what I knew, the more known. know was what note was, not its string what counted most. I made keeping it unreal as real as I could. My lady's tooth gone in dimble, a grudge I kept coughing up. Something caught in my throat, no longer beautiful youth. Beautiful youth, I sang out, even so. No moment, it turned out, not stolen, so doomed we were. No matter, my fretless lute said no. I played a fretless lute to say a torn away tooth turned into gold. Coughed up antipathy, a chill come over the strings, a rasp caught crawling my throat. I sang my lady's beauty's flaw, her chipped tooth, her chipped front tooth, edge I'd run my tongue on when it kissed. The more I played a steal away lute. My lady's tooth cut my tongue, it bled, fretless. A song of lost repair I sang, lost reparation. Why board a bus not meant to last, I was asking. Body not meant to last and not lasting. A chipped front tooth, nothing at all. A fretless lute it was I played, and a fretless lute I asked it with. A fretless lute, not wanting to know, I did my asking. Seriously, I plucked. We were friends. No blood had to be fed. Fretless, almost unstrung, so monastic it waxed. Wan reach and regard, a kind of theremin effect. Tonic weave that was holding a touch in some way. Pink, rarefied lights, indigent blush. Played a fretless lute, the less remembered musk had to do with it. Musk and black loin hair, bodily heat, bodily musk. Soul's leg bone, never to be gotten over. Beautiful youth. Flat neck I cut my teeth on, tooth edge I cut my tongue on. I played the inside of the lute, not the lute itself. Begun to be gone, begun to be less of the body, begun to be extreme and would goodbye, begun to say goodbye. Fretless reticence, fretless restraint, not daring wonder what made it fretless, soon to be soul undrained. Pink sunset bloomed her face among the redwoods. No more thought would be given to that. We shoved our boat into the water, late launch or launch late to be admitted. Also supposedly real. All is real as we thought. What more to make of it? Momentary glow, no loot brought back or got back to. What more? I made the loot ask it aside, momentarily fret. I played a fretless lute, the less pink recollected light fit my lady's face. The less our boat on the water came back to me. To what avail, the more, no matter. I plucked under combinatory duress. All the more, the less of it, I knew. I was wondering what Wood would say, what Wood would say, wanting some unsayable something, a deep say prior to say, before says in concession. What would Wood say, I was wondering, Wood so fretless, my fingers fell away, a something sound seemed as much the matter of. It said, synesthetic tarsima, tease.
You are in tune to Poet Radio, and we are listening this evening to a performance by Nathaniel Mackey and musicians. Recorded in September 2018 in Durham, North Carolina. You heard there Mackey's introduction in the first section of the piece. Next, I'm going to continue with the audio documentation of the reading, the second section of Nathaniel Mackey's performance. Here it goes.
Say something, the blood. A fable elsewhere, the oud I played espoused. And elsewhere's elsewhere, the double strings contrived. I stood in the center of an eight-pointed star, side-eyed. Soon it seemed I schooled my oud on circumambience, a being around or a being about. Subject itself, subject to qualm, semi-quaver. Complaint. I was the abandoned boy, asking what not being would be like. All the more no one could answer. What would not being be like? At the moment of letting go, one would know, I was thinking, except not being there to know, except there being no one to know. I was the abandoned boy again. Nerves, aggrieved whiteness gave me jitters. Why was it we who got schooled on notness, I was asking. We whose we the people fell flat. We their we the people landed on. They their own migrating we. It all bore me eastward, train at my side on soprano, waft so thick, the air so exact and atter, we played our noses, I thought. It was the dilational sound of yore I knew and loved. Dilational tone, buzz, burr, bite. We played ignoring the line between anywhere and somewhere. Non-cosmicity gave ground, seeded the way as we had our way. Meant to charm snakes, it might have been. So open-throated, I dreamt I bled. Next I knew, Leroy Jenkins joined us, blowing hard, but going nowhere. A utopic nowhere line. We played keeping history at bay, for it was history with what we played. No matter, I sat in a cage. We played on the line, joining anywhere with somewhere, played away the border between. I was in the school of food again, the abandoned boy wanting nubs of crayfish, fretless play, all I could eat. Happenstance's hand on our shoulders, the weed we'd be. We had taken a real trip, train was heard to say, on a real ship. No matter real, seemed up in the air. The realty presses way with fact, what the matter was. We blew with soup cooler of plum, unexcelled. Why the pimp neck, I wondered, looking at my ood. Was there just a record on the box I played along with, I wondered, fighting back toe cramps, keeping time with my foot? I wasn't fretless like before. The weave went on without me, or with me, but ragged. Train and Leroy said it was okay. Why the bent neck, I went on wondering. They were calling freedom, cage we shared in. Empathetic Leroy, empathetic train at the border, an empathetic serenade scene. I played with an awkwardness they said was true, an apt inability to advance, Leroy called it, student of going nowhere that he was. We were of an other week, he told me, subject to summary slaughter, each in a mirror of nothingness, and under this life away. Better my axe's neck than mine, I was thinking, the muse's hard look, not unbeknown to me. Bent necks were many, I finally saw, it wanted to say. Wrung necks of the lynched and of the otherwise disappeared. I hung my head the longer I played, neck bent, a la Picasso, goose neck, blue noose, blue noses, Louis Prompter, the truth. Mention Elvin knocking underneath, off to one side. Song in a strange land, long since. How now not to sing, except to sing, to tear it all brand new. It was on a Darwin's day again. Leroy brought in for the extension string net. His and mine and Jimmy's, Hafriyati's thread. It was on a Darwin's day, we begun. Of the hair within my lady gloves region. Corn of sorts, her ladyship such as it was, nothing less likely there. I feasted on paradox of a mind for what was not, wide-eyed for what would not be seen, a late lesson in notness grown motivic, a school of dilation again. To mention its rhyme with jelly. A mystic remit we tested our teeth with, madrigal briar. Thank you.
Welcome back to Poet Radio. We are in the midst of a broadcast of performance by Nathaniel Mackey and our True Day Begun Soon Come Quartet, recorded in Durham, North Carolina, September 2018. And we're at a point in the reading now where I have to, due to time constraints, skip about a 13 minute or so section of the work, jumping ahead to a longer complete section later on in the poem, the long song Mackey and bandmates are singing on this occasion. And I was thinking earlier when I was introducing Nate and his work, I forgot to mention he has also in his background radio production. He was DJ at KUSP in Santa Cruz and did one of the greatest radio programs I've ever heard. It was named Tanganyika Strut. Nate's he's channeling and bringing in things from all different cultures and styles of music, as you hear in this group. Amazing synthesis of the world that he and forebears have lived in. So back to Nathaniel Mackey.
unkept, unkeepable promise, an unkeepable secret as well, the sound of words on a page. We had gone wordless at the apprentice press's antics, albeit much deeper what was hitting the fan. The top was only the tip, no matter how wide it spread. We worked hard, remember that. Nub gone into nerve, wide-eyed where it was going. Nub's collapse into nerve, the one-third wanted. A line crossed, crosses burned again. Words had held forth in the nerve church, and they held forth now. Held forth again, words on the tips of our tongues and on the tips of other tongues on the tips of our tongues. The imaginal sound no sound could match kept at us. Nerve was the noise despite which we took our stab at living. Hate, foot, nothing new. Nub stubs its toe from time to time, we knew, maybe all the time. Let's call it stub, it tomorrow let out, working up. We put some music from Zanzibar on the box, but took it off, not enough food. We went to school of food, school of butcher, but fools it took to learn. Anything but the money points. Con amor, todo se puede, we said, semi said, semi sang. We each felt an ood's back or belly against our abdomen, but each feel it verging on ribcage theater. Our vehicular ambiguity bothered us, not at all. The dead rode with us, never not there, just as we, when dead, would never not be there. The dead's legendary thirst was the imaginal sound no sound could match. Synesthetic, the best we could do trying to speak of it, the sound we were driven by. The dead's legendary thirst made us better ones, lips chapped no matter the green of low forest, the beloved's lips likewise dry. Otherwise we were silent, true Pythagoreans, as if we'd been asked about the square root of 2. 65 times 2 to the second, all we'd say about number, be under or inside, more than it was that he said. It was song 65 times 4 we were in, or were under, bent topological figure, self-reflex, number, the letter it was. So it was we kissed like we were thirsty when we did. Incendiary, no matter it was. Tongue, jet of flame, no matter. We wanted to be fools and stub. Where not to be was to prey on the world. Eleanor and Huff had faded back into the wee wee bee. Absorbed, reabsorbed, back to as they'd been before. The literalness of number, never more irrelevant. A feeling for the none. What obtained. They knew of philosophical readiness riding the curve of the belly or back, the boat of soul we boarded was. A feeling for the none, no one in nub, nerve, stub, wanted to know it was running from. We sought what solace there was looking out at the varieties of green to be seen in the forest. Thank you. feeling for the nun seemed to improve as we motored on. Mock transit, it might have been. We saw a deer carcass picked at by buzzards on the side of the road. See them as musicians, Aja remarked, looking out her window. See them as playing the oud, the way their beaks pull at the carcass, a music we can see, but not hear. We indeed did see, and none of it. Buzzard beaks, a barrage of plectra, ligament and sinew, the strings plucked and picked. The buzzards were hands and fingers whose play, who labored, a divine or demonic vehemence made a music we almost heard. Hawks rendered the sky another prad lake, low forest a kind of heaven, even so. longing, a boat of water, we sang. Watery limbs, the light of the roots undergirding the low forest. The all so much the none, it shook us. Watery liver, cartilage, muscle, bone, skin. Andrianette's ex's peacoat floated above her. She led our surface. Back, lower back, and buttocks pear-shaped, oddly allure, low-hanging fruit. Sophia reached, and the rest of us followed suit. Reached, and went on reaching. Mer-people we were not, but might have been. It was the wateriness of a kiss, and much more, a kind of drowning. The what-if, and the as-if again, ongoing. Words on the tips of our tongues, and the tips of other tongues on the tips of our tongues. The tip of the beloved's tongue, all there was, all there ever was, anyway. Sunken boat, our bus had become, was my body I felt. Radiated muscle gone fibrotic in my hip and thigh. The boom bodies were remained evident no matter, a kind of self-evident, such the matter only was mine. What light came through showed backs, lower backs and buttocks I was made helpless by. An otherwise invisible order I heard or I'd heard word of. What one saw refracted. Light bent at an angle, a kind of lever. Leverage what one needed, getting by. We were back in the school of Oud was all it was. The Ouds backed the hull of a ship. Thus the beloved's lips, tutorial. All only so much accruing to the nun, a nonce. Or an anodyne deliverance, rescue, but proffer again. A proxy god we gave the name Go Ahead, had our backs. Wayfair forever, though we might, or most likely would. It was all one to us, whether one or the other, womanly or manly allure throughout the premises, waters return to itself. We had gone back to primary form, form assuming the shape of its retention, when and were there such, each, every, and all. That, what was all in my mind, or mostly, Brown versus Bardo again. A dream such as the frog dream, a dream or a drifting off, all the green gone blue before I knew. The truth was our bus remained upright and we whizzed along. 15501 and 101, long coast and low forest, the ride, I wanted to say, of my life. All was accruing to the nun as we rode. The figure of, ever not without the sexual aspect, wetness and walk where their legs met, we the would-be fools it took to learn. A school of the duck's back, it also was, loves for the beloved's tutelage not to be lost, waters first rolling away, a dare to behold, all only so much bluff. We were of the order of the dry feather, don't care accolades, tear it up, we were time and again heard to say. Not since, I wanted to say, but since what wasn't evident yet. Tree after tree went by outside my window, green back to green again. Not since Andrianette's maidenly look wearing a peacoat came out at last, used when Madonna come into counterpoint with the carcass on the side of the road, the muse when Madonna coming to ride. There was something it wanted to say about ride, or to say using ride, something like we'd ride out the wretchedness of nerve, something like we'd survive, that go-head don't like ugly for long. It had to do with a call or a calm come from beyond or behind visible extent. It wanted to say keep speaking through love's irrelevant lips, to and with the beloved's irrelevant tongue, to and upon the tip of the beloved's tongue. It was saying, late love saw one through, would see us through. It spoke of repossession by spirals, a late word for spirit, it said, having to do with the late word too. We rode along, riding along. We gazed out our windows. We looked out at the low forest, so much of which we could not see.
Once again, we've been listening to Our True Day Begun Soon Come Quartet with Nathaniel Mackey, from the Mackey Sessions performance by Mackey at Duke University, September 2018. Show is winding down. We just have really a coda to the event, a final poem Mackey read, which was followed by a good bit of instrumental music by the group who I talked about a little bit earlier. And I'm sorry I couldn't play all of the piece at once during this show, but this recording should be posted soon up at Penn Sound, so you can hear the missing segment there. I was thinking that I should mention that I've always thought of Mackey as a visionary poet, and you know, an all-encompassing, embracing poet, you know, with radical elements for sure. And the concept here of this group, this piece, Our True Day Begun Soon Come Quartet, is in this day and age, this time, June 2020, Our True Day Begun Soon Come, seems relevant. Thank you for listening. This is Poet Radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Catskill, Hudson.
A lever, let it be, or let us call it, we resolved. The eventual pneumatic exit, a kind of incline. The boat of longing lifted our hands up over our heads, the clothes we wore stripped away, floating above us. Naked as jaybirds, the voiceover said, it felt good to be birds again. Our dream was no longer with our strained ekphrastic state. The scene so digested imaginal sound, upended heaven, carcass reverb audited for days. It was extolling the muse memory could be, the bits of it riding the breeze, a distended epic, dislocated this, dislocated that, ramified forever. No such if as only once or one.